All right, welcome to Untold Prison Stories, 7 a.m.
Swap Gonzalez.
Bianca.
We have a special guest today. We have Bianca in the building.
Hello, hello.
Holding it down for the women.
Yeah, period.
Yeah.
Yo, people, today we're going to discuss, we're going to get right into it, because a lot of people want to know, you know, why do some chicks leave their man the minute they get arrested?
So let's slow down. Let's define leave. So you think the minute that someone gets arrested, she completely cuts off communication and no longer talks to that person?
In some cases, they do.
Okay.
Why do you think?
Life experience.
So you think that just the minute that this man gets locked up, it's just, we're just going to leave him?
I don't know. You tell me.
I don't think it exactly goes like that. I think maybe you've been with this man and then he gets locked up, and honestly, I'm not doing more than 5-10 years. I'm not doing it. It's just not me.
So, hold up. You willing to wait 5 or 10 years?
I've waited 3.
3.
And I'm not doing nothing more than that. And I hope that man knows that it's just not happening.
So, for me, I would continue to support him, but I think we have to talk about what the relationship is going to look like.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not committing myself to that relationship fully and not allowing myself to grow beyond that point. But I'll continue to hold him down, put money on his books, answer his calls, come visit, you know, hold down in that way. But the relationship is going to have to change based on the circumstances. And he should respect that if you love the person that you're with.
I mean, Untold Prison Stories.
Right.
It's an adult show.
Correct.
So we're going to get right into it.
Let's talk about it.
When you mean, you know, I continue to support him, what does that look like, support? I mean, because support to a motherfucker in prison, it means something different.
Correct.
Are you going to come in, you know, are you going to come in with the beanie skirts and no panties on? Are you going to let me take you behind the vending machines? Are we going to sneak into the bathroom? I mean, define that support, because support to me, if I'm in prison, that's what it means.
I think it's hard to answer just straight out. I can't say. Like, I think,
I believe the support is nothing like that. We're not supporting you in that way. I occasionally will, you know, when I have a little bit of extra, I might put a couple of dollars on your books. I might answer a phone call here and there, and I might, you know, come see you once in a while. I think when you start putting money on it constantly and you start answering every single time that man calls, it's a relationship. You're right in this relationship.
Yeah.
Because he's just like, now he's like, this is my girl. I'm calling her whenever I need a cash app or something. No. Don't call me when you want to get high. Don't call me when you're bored, when the other girl not answering. No.
It sounds like you're mad about something.
No, I'm not mad. I think if this is what we agreed on, that this is not that type of relationship and we have a friendship, whatever, then that should be that. You should respect it. I'm not mad about anything. You can talk to whoever you want to. You can visit whoever you want to. But we just not on it.
But are you saying that because you went through something, or you saying that because you experienced that already?
I have experienced that.
That's the conclusion you came. But before you came to that conclusion, how was it? Was you sending that commissary money?
And of course, yes. It was a relationship.
Was you paying that?
It was a relationship.
That phone call.
I was doing what I had to do.
Were you writing them love letters?
I was.
How were they sounding?
I'm not telling you how they were sounding. They sounded great to him. That's what he said.
How was his letter sound?
Don't get me wrong. I think the letters were genuine until they weren't genuine on my part anymore.
And what brought you to that conclusion?
Mm.
Just, you know, the messed up stuff that you go through. Like,
did he tell you, I hope when you receive this letter, you find yourself in the best of it?
Physically and mentally.
Physically and mentally.
Okay. Wait, can we go back for a second?
Well, hold on. Okay. I want to get somewhere with her, right?
All right.
Because at first she was like, we ain't doing that no more. But she did that. She took that ride.
I did.
Right.
But let
me tell you.
Right. Okay.
Let me ask you.
Go ahead.
How many dreams you saw in them letters? How many dreams you shared?
How many dreams did I sell? I didn't sell any dreams. I think I fell through with whatever that I said. I think it was his part that he didn't fall through with, and he couldn't really fall through with much because he was locked up.
But he sold you a bunch of dreams.
He did sell me a lot of dreams. I didn't sell him nothing.
What kind of dreams?
I mean, we thought that that wasn't it. We thought about kids, stuff like that. But then one day it just was not genuine. Like, I knew I was done when a letter came home, and it took me weeks to write it. I didn't know what to write. I didn't know what to feel. It was just like,
why? I want to hear about that. Yeah, I want to hear about that.
Why?
Yeah.
Because you was talking to somebody else?
No, I just, I think I kind of had a talk with myself, and it was just like, this is not what we're going to do for 10 years.
Side doing the side that was playing with your head?
No.
You sure?
No. No, I mean, don't get me wrong. Like, months later, yeah, it did. And I was very honest. Like, hey, look, I am messing with somebody. But no, I think it was just like, I just don't want to do this no more. Like, I don't want to have a jail relationship. Like, why do we want that? Why does he want that? Why is he making it a norm for me? Right. And no.
Hold on. Right. But you knew what that dude was about.
I did.
When he was in the street, right?
I knew what he was doing.
Oh, okay. So.
But I didn't praise it. I didn't praise it.
Hold on. But you agreed to go out and spend his money, right? When he was hustling?
I never.
Never?
Never.
He never took care of you?
I took care of myself.
But he never took care of you when he was hustling out there?
No. 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 And I knew, look, this is the one time that I've ever allowed him to try to take care of me. He said something about, like, oh, like, let me handle a bill or something like that. And I was like, okay, well, that'll be perfect because I have tuition payments coming up. Like, it'll be perfect for me. I let him do it, and then I pulled up on the block, and they were shooting dice, and the lady said, well, the dyke he was playing with said, mommy, you pulled up right in time. You need to tap Mac. He lost all your money. And I was just like, I can't rely on this man for nothing. He can't even pay a $200 bill. Like, so after that, it was just like, he don't take me serious. He don't care about me. He don't care if I don't pay this bill, because he's still going to do him. And I was just like, fuck it.
And I'll add to that, even for the women out there who did understand that their man was hustling in the streets and doing what he was doing, it's okay for you to go through that that jail relationship and decide that that's not what you want to do. You don't know it until you go through it. How is she supposed to know what the experience is going
to
be like?
Well, wouldn't you want to decide that before he gets locked up and you get to that jail and then they strip you, try to make sure you ain't sneaking nothing in?
Ideally, yes, but life doesn't always happen the way we want it to.
So, she said she would last 3 to 10 years. How many?
No, I said 3.
3. What's your waiting time?
I mean, if we're talking about me being fully committed to you, not with anybody else, and just focused on you, right. I think about 2-3 years. About a good 2-3 years.
24 to 36 months?
But what about when they are locked up and we're doing our part, but we don't know what they're technically doing? Like, they can say, I'm not doing shit. Like, I'm locked in a cell. Yeah, but you could be writing somebody. You could call somebody when our phone time is done. And the next phone time, you're going to call them for 15 minutes. You could talk to your baby mom and be flirting with her the whole time, telling me you're talking to your kid. You could go through a lot of shit.
Not only that.
He could be visiting somebody.
Absolutely.
You sound like someone that's been through it.
I've been through it. I'm telling you from experiences. Like, this is, I'm honest. I would tell you, hey, look, I've been talking to such and such, like, whatever. Guys, I don't think they're honest, especially when they're locked up. Like, they like, I need that money.
There's nothing we could do. We locked up. You know where we at 24 hours a day.
Absolutely, but we don't know what's going on in those cells.
So what do you mean, what's going on in them cells?
Who are you talking to?
Not only just who you're talking to, but we know from previous episodes of Untold Prison Stories that things go on in the prison with correctional officers.
They have babies behind
things
the Pepsi.
Go on with, absolutely. Things go on with visitors that are coming into the prison from nonprofit organizations. All types of things go on. Like,
I mean, but this is why you got to decide. Is I'm a ride or die chick, or I'm going to just be your pen pal?
So,
and I might ride for you, but me riding for you looks different when you're in there versus, it might look different when you're in there versus out here. And let's talk about what that's going to look like. I mean, I could hold you down by putting money on your books and answering your phone calls and taking care of your business outside, but does that mean that I need to put my life on pause for a decade? No.
I mean, I rode with you when I was out here.
Did well, okay. I'm not even okay.
I took care of your bills.
That's cool.
Care of your car,
let me ask you this, Suave. Let me ask you this, Suave. If your woman goes to jail today, how long does she have before you with somebody else?
24 hours.
before you giving it up.
24 hours.
See? Now I'm shortening it. I don't even want to do the 3 years no more.
Listen, I'm keeping it 100. 24 hours.
Okay.
And I'm probably gonna be fucking her friend.
What?
Okay, let's just stick to the 24 hours for a second. And tell me why. Tell me why.
Why? Because I'm a street dude, right? And you knew what you was getting involved with when you start fucking with me.
Does it matter what she was doing? Like, if you're in the streets and you ask her to do something specific, like whatever it is, you ask her to drop something off for you, whatever, and she gets caught, do you hold her down? And she got caught doing something that you asked her to
do? That's a different question.
Well, okay, answer that one. Yeah.
Hold her down, what, money? Commissary.
What's your definition of it? What's a guy's definition of it?
That's a great question.
Holding you down means I'm gonna send you some money. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna send you some birthday cards if you got to spend multiple birthdays in there.
Okay.
I'm gonna send you some lawyer money.
How long before you're with another woman?
But 24 hours. If you think I'm gonna lock the shop down because you're gone, that's wrong. No.
But is that you stepping away from that relationship
I'm just saying I'm holding you down.
But I'm still fucking somebody else.
I'm fucking Brenda. Because I always wanted Brenda too. I mean, let's be honest about this.
But are you going to be honest to that female and be like, I'm fucking your friend? You ain't saying that. You're not saying that. That's not being honest.
You know what?
You being honest from the outside.
Brenda probably going to tell her.
Brenda not telling her shit.
Brenda probably going to be the one. Brenda going to be the one when she called. This is a collect call from the state correction. Bro, yo, what's up? What you doing at home? Come on, listen. This is how it goes down.
You don't just say that on the phone, though. When you answer the phone, you're not trying to fuck up their day. They got 15 minutes on this phone. I ain't fucking up your day, okay?
Absolutely.
Okay, I'm not telling you I just fucked Brenda. I'm going to tell you everything's great out here.
Do you know how many people get taken care of in prison?
What do you mean by that?
Like, you know how many people get held down? Do you know how many people?
By how many people, though?
Not too many. So if I'm holding you down, sending you lawyer money, sending you commissary money, sending you snack food money, right? Because the jail that got these little snack food in the holidays, right? Sending you phone money, sending you cable money.
That's a lot of money. I ain't gonna lie.
That's enough. That's enough for you to say, you know what? I ain't there. He got to get it somehow. That's what I would do. See, the problem is that we go to jail, right? And we have this little fantasy in our head. My man gonna hold me down. Your man gonna do shit but stick somebody else. Your woman might tell you, I'm waiting 3 years. That's some bullshit. I don't believe it.
But y'all listen to it, though. And y'all sit there and daydream about it, don't y'all?
It's a fantasy.
Wait, but Pap...
It's a fantasy.
But Pap, who stay and hold Remy down? Answer that.
Define hold me down.
I don't know. You tell me.
Keisha K. Or hold Gucci Man down. We ain't gonna talk about
Pap
it, though.
Pap was fucking somebody else while Remy was in jail.
He told you that.
It's public information.
That's crazy.
That he held her down. Yeah, he held her down. Sent her money, compensation. She was never wanted for nothing. Yeah.
Okay.
He did that. He get all the love for that because not too many dudes held women down in prison. Right? But honesty is honesty. I'm not waiting no year for you, baby.
You wouldn't wait a year?
No.
A year?
Okay. 24 hours.
Okay.
If you don't get bail by the time you see that judge Monday morning.
Well, I guess that kind of shows the differences between the way a man thinks.
I speak for a whole bunch of people.
For a whole bunch of men?
Y'all know who y'all are. Come on, man. Send them likes. Subscribe. Like. Send them DMs to us. Ask them questions. Y'all know who y'all are. Y'all motherfuckers ain't waiting but 24 hours.
Before you step out, I'd had a year, maybe, before I stepped out. Now, when I called it quits, it was 3 years, yes.
A year.
Mm-hmm. I held him down for them 3 years, though. He can't say shit about me.
Yeah.
So, he was like a prison pen pal.
I loved writing him. Damn. I did. I liked writing. I think that was it for me, though.
You are the perfect person that I wouldn't mind paying my $10, $20 to get on that prison connection, love connection list. Because if I shoot the right game...
I shoot the right game, we're going to be in it for a couple years.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm.
If I shoot it.
I'm going to buy all your bullshit game. Because there's nothing you can say to a motherfucker in prison. He's not going nowhere. He's stuck for 10, 20, 30 years of life. Where is he going?
Okay, but
the job is to keep you out here active and writing.
It's true. But let's not forget, like, it's more in his court than anything because he's the one who has every chance to call me. I can't call him. I call the jail. They're going to be like, girl, you better wait for him to call.
Yeah.
Unless I say I need a, I need y'all to go check on him or something.
He was that broke.
No, he wasn't shit. He was calling his baby mom or something.
He couldn't get his hand on a cell phone?
I mean, he did have a cell phone. I'm not going to lie. He did. But, yeah, until he stopped calling from it. And they always, who the fuck are you calling?
Did you pay for that cell phone?
I ain't pay for shit. Yeah. That's crazy. Now, that's crazy.
How you get it?
I don't fucking know exactly how he get it.
I don't know. Probably with the money you
probably his baby mom.
You know how much money you was sending?
Not that motherfucking much.
What's that now?
I probably put like $60 a week
on
the phone.
Money in
yeah, but to get a phone, an iPhone at that, it's a couple hundred dollars.
What could it cost to get a phone in prison?
I mean, if you're gonna buy one,
yeah,
maybe $1,000. If you're gonna rent one, maybe $50.
What is a rent? What is renting it look like?
Renting it look like you got an iPhone, you giving me $50 every 2 days or every week.
And how long do you have it?
In commissary.
How long do I get to keep it?
I get to rock out at least 4 or 5 hours a day.
Okay. 4 or 5 hours a day.
Yes.
Okay.
Well, if I sent money for a phone, he should have called. He ain't called though. He was calling from them collect.
So you felt some type of way he didn't call?
Yeah. What you talking about? At the end, that was the argument. Nigga, who you calling?
You was hurt.
I was real hurt.
Real hurt.
Yeah.
Tell us about that.
No. No. I think it was just like, after a while, I was like, damn, bro. Like, it's been days you ain't called. Like, since when we do that? I know you get on the phone every motherfucking day. And then he was like, oh, like, you know, I had to use this time for, you know, to call my daughter or whatever. And it's like, you don't call her every day. I know he didn't call her every day. Mm-hmm. So then, you know, then I would do 3-way calls for him and I would get all the answers because he would tell his mans like, yeah, she came up here last week and dropped this off or, you know, she wrong, whatever.
So,
and it was like,
so when you did the 3-way call, you just listened to the conversation?
That's where I got my answers from.
Why would he, if he knew you were on the line?
I think that's what I'm saying. I think at that point you just don't give a shit no more. Like it's like this bitch must be dumb. She's staying here until mm-hmm. It was just like we not doing that no more. Now you dumb because now I'm not doing this. Like if that was going on, you should have just kept that away from me. Like,
so would you ever take someone in the game or someone in prison? Would you ever give another convict a chance?
I'm not just meeting him through prison, but if I'm with somebody and, you know, we've been together for some time, I'm not just going to leave him because he left me. Like, he went to jail, like, unless we have that conversation. And I feel like I also, like, this time around, I would have to, like, really have to make sure that this is what we doing. Like, I'm not thugging it out to just spend money because I got money in my pocket. Like, I don't.
Come on, Aya. Talk to me. Talk to me.
I
see you. I'm watching you. You got a lot to say.
I think that everything she said was facts, and I think that she would say also that she learned a lot from that experience.
Mm-hmm.
And so based off that, she can't really tell you whether or not she'd do it in the future, but I mean.
I mean, would you date somebody? I'm a successful woman, career job. Would you?
I've dated men who have gone to jail. I've never met a man who is currently in jail. Like, I'm not going on writeaprisoner.com and looking for somebody who's currently like, I mean, no, but
I'm guilty
honestly,
of it.
Okay. We're gonna come back to that. But that is important because it's trendy on TikTok right now to scroll through and find someone. I just think it's a difficult dynamic to enter. Like, it would be difficult to ever think he would really take it 100% serious because he knows that you sought him out in that scenario. So it's like, how often do you do, like, that would be my question. If I was locked up, how often do you do this? Like, you're just scrolling through and writing everybody? Like, mm-hmm. what's the reason? Right. So I think that would be my question. Because why, like, someone who is locked up, their relationship can only reach a certain point. So why would you be seeking out that type of relationship?
Mm-hmm.
So no, I would not do that. But I have been in situations with men where they've gotten locked up and what that meant to hold them down looked different in different situations.
I mean, so you would never become a prison babe?
What do you mean by that?
Like a prison wife?
No.
No.
Prison side chick?
No.
No?
That's not the goal.
No. I mean, I can't... Right. That's not the goal. I can't speak for my future, but I feel pretty confident saying no. No, that's... No.
I think that's never the goal.
No, for any... Okay. I mean, for that's some
never,
women.
If that's never the goal, why go on prison.com?
And right? Mind your business.
Prison.com.
Tell us about
write
that,
write a prisoner.com.
Okay, if that's not the goal, then write college.com and see which college board. But if you write prison.com, the goal is to bag yourself a prisoner.
So when I did it, now, mind you, I wasn't... I didn't have that experience yet. I wasn't with that guy. I never met him yet. No, nothing. I was actually living on campus, and we got sent home from COVID.
Hold. People. Let me look at this camera. Do you know how many college girls fantasize with writers, prisoners?
No.
Bro, the more bodies you have, the chances increase. They like bad boys.
No, that wasn't it. I was actually scrolling through TikTok, and we were on quarantine. Like, we just went on quarantine. We got sent home from school, and my roommate actually brought it up to me, and she was like, I found this website, and I'm going to find me a pen pal. And I was like, well, I need somebody to talk to, too. So I got on, and I scrolled through. And I found somebody. I mean, on that page, you look at the charges, everything. I don't know if I should say his name.
I don't think you need to. Just kind of describe the situation.
What was he in jail for?
Yeah.
So his story was a little bit crazy. His story was he was with a woman, and they were together. He ended up getting her pregnant. She flipped out because... I guess he said he didn't want to be with her no more. And she kind of just went on and was, like, real dramatic.
She called the cops.
Told the cops that he punched her in the stomach.
It sounded like a domestic violence charge. Okay.
He ended up getting charged with... I believe he got charged with...
Domestic violence.
Attempted murder.
An attempted murder. What's his name?
I'm not saying that. Okay. But...
Good try.
He definitely got hit with that. She ended up reaching out to him while he was locked up and was like, I'm so sorry for that. Like,
that's what they all do.
I kind of didn't believe the story. I don't know, but I just went off what he said. But he was, don't get me wrong, he was really sweet.
How was he sweet?
I mean, now, this particular situation, he didn't ask for nothing. It was strictly conversation. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't ask.
That got you? That was
sweet? We were writing through emails. So I liked it more because it was happening fast.
How sweet was it?
I sent out the first email.
What did he say?
I reached out to him and I just like introduced myself a little bit. And I was like, hey, like if you're interested in writing me back, like write me back. If not, you know, it's cool. I understand. I actually wrote 3 people that day and I got cursed out. I actually cursed one out because he came off like a little strong for me. And I was like, I don't know what's going on.
What's strong?
He was just like... He was really disrespectful. He actually called me out my name the first email he sent back. And he was just like, what the fuck is up? Like, what we about to do? And I think in that situation, he was, like, definitely looking for somebody to hold him down.
Oh, sure that wasn't me?
I truly thought that in my mind.
No.
What year was this?
This was 2021. No, okay, this was 2020.
Okay, so I was home. So
it wasn't you. Yeah. I seen a picture of him. When I wrote him.
You saying you feel disrespected because he can't be really strong. What the heck you expect when you write somebody in prison?
For you to be fucking nice.
Let's not do that.
No, for real, because if I took the time out my day and I scrolled past all these people and I chose you to talk to you, why the fuck is you being disrespectful to me?
Maybe because I think you're being desperate.
Desperate?
That's why you're reaching out to him.
I didn't give him no... You know, I was just like, hey, like...
The fact that you're writing somebody in prison.
The fact that he's on that website. You had to pay to get on that website, make a whole profile and everything. You desperate.
$10, we do. Probably the $10 you
said. I ain't have to spend nothing to get on there. I had extra money on my JPay and I just reached out.
Oh. Talk heavy.
Beyonce.
I mean, listen, JPay, we're not going to cut this part, but we want an endorsement, JPay.
Bianca, do you looking back on that experience, can you see where Suave might be coming from as far as like how it looked?
Yeah, I can see that. Okay. I understand. But I think I I did a pretty good job explaining, like, I was just looking for a pen pal. Like, I'm not looking for no relationship or nothing.
You was lonely at the top.
I was bored as shit. We was quarantined. COVID, quarantined. Okay. It was fresh.
But let me be honest, right? All jokes aside.
Mm-hmm.
Dudes in prison.
Yes.
Well, I used to get thousands of letters.
Mm-hmm.
At least 15 letters a day.
Mm-hmm.
I was on all the websites. Y'all know my name. y'all know me. Right? And every time I got them letters, I separated them.
Mm-hmm.
By the one that had the cheap perfume. And the one that didn't have the perfume.
Mm.
Right?
I sprayed my perfume on it.
I know that.
I used to do that too.
You didn't have to say that. I know
I used to do that too.
Right? So Wilmington, they send perfume, you know, that's how they really smell. But you know what? You know what that means in prison, right?
What?
When you send a letter with perfume,
mm-hmm.
Do you know what that means to a prisoner?
Tell us.
No, tell us.
That means that this is how your coochie smells.
Right.
Is that
what it means?
We have a real conversation. That's what it means. A lot of women out here don't know
well,
that.
Well, he should have told me that.
Because after that letter, he probably started writing you more sweeter things. Your perfume smells so good. I was dreaming about it all day. Yeah, that's how it goes down, right?
What does that have to do
with that? Am I lying?
I don't know. Is that how you felt?
No, that's how.
When you got one.
That's how thousands and thousands of prisoners felt. Right? Writing people from these websites in prison,
mm-hmm.
It's not something that people just do. It's a business. Mm. It's how we survive. It's how we know who we're going to keep for 2 months, 2 years, 10 years.
Mm. Did you have one of those?
I did. Mm-hmm. I trade a beautiful mm-hmm. woman for a chunky European princess. Yeah, you know why?
Mm-hmm.
Because I knew that Puerto Rican woman wasn't going to last for 24 months. So I had a decision to make.
You keep saying these numbers. Where, like, what is this? This is prison data? Where is this
prison
coming?
Prison data. I mean, if you're serving more than 5 years, trust me, people. Brothers, don't get mad at me. Please don't get mad at me. You want yourself a white woman.
Because
a white woman is going to come every week. She's going to put that commissary money. She's going to send TV money, Snicker money, vending machine money.
I believe that, actually.
Right? And she might sneak that package in her coochie. Right?
Now where we draw in the line.
Now, when you talk about a Puerto Rican girl, right? Puerto Rican girls are more prone to buy the bullshit that we sell with letters. They believe some of that stuff. They do. Now, some of the sisters, they probably want to rock with you, right? Because they love the excitement mm-hmm. of coming to the visiting room once a week. You know, it's like a hub to meet people that you haven't seen in years.
Mm-mm.
You might want to meet Tracy. You'd be like, I know her from high school. Oh, my God, what you doing here? See, my man. So now you got to ride with her every week. It's that kind of stuff. But sisters are not going to wait 15, 20 years for doing prison.
I don't
like
this.
Unless you're married to that person out here first.
I don't like this narrative. I think there are a lot of black women, a lot of Puerto Rican women that hold their men down. I just think maybe, like we talked about earlier, maybe holding them down looks different than how it looked when they were outside.
Okay, I'll tell you what. If you're a woman out there, Puerto Rican, black, and you held your man down for 15, 20 years while he's serving that life bit, contact us. Come on the show. We want to talk to you.
I would love that. I would love that. Please come on and let everybody know that we hold our men down, too.
And bring your other baby daddy with you so he can enjoy the show. Listen, we're talking real stuff.
Okay.
And a lot of the time, we don't want to talk that conversation because it tends to go one way.
Mm-hmm.
But the reality is, if we're going to be real, I don't expect no woman to wait for me.
Right.
If I'm doing any type of time, whether it's 6 months, 3 months, 3 years, 5 years of life.
Mm-hmm.
Go do you. I can't live with the idea that what she's doing now.
Right.
You know, I'm out here now. And I seen some shiesty shit with these girls. Yeah. Right? I seen it. I'm not going to drop no name because I ain't trying to get killed by one of y'all girls, right?
Please don't.
But I've seen girls. I've seen girls talking to their man on the phone, the man they locked down, where they getting their back blown out by some other dude. I've seen that. That's real.
I don't know about that. I ain't answering. I ain't gonna lie. I might go out and do it, but like, I ain't answering. That's crazy.
Answering, sitting through the prompt and pressing five while you're, that's insane.
Disrespectful. That's disrespectful. Yo,
if you that's are insane. A real chick, unless he answered, you done this, come on the show. Come on, let's put it out there. That's real.
Okay.
That is very real.
Okay.
That's crazy though.
Yeah, like.
Like, I feel like if that's what you're gonna do, just go ahead and do it. Just pick up the next time you call.
Listen, I seen worse. I seen worse.
Yeah, well, I don't
know. I seen dudes that's supposed to be the man of that girl's man in prison out here with his girl. That's real rat. Yeah. Yo, you know who I'm talking about. That's real rat. And this is why when these niggas go back to prison on parole violation, this is why they get stabbed. This is why they get slumped. This is why they get trashed. Because they out here doing their homies' girls, thinking they can't go back. I mean, this is some real conversation that I think people need to hear.
Yeah. I mean, people it happens.
I mean, I'm not against you adopting a prisoner. If it's in your heart to adopt a prisoner, go do so. But go in there with the understanding that you're not the only one that's adopting him.
See, I didn't go in there understanding that. I ain't gonna lie. I thought it was an agreement that this is what we had going on. Yeah, and it wasn't.
So you was like a victim.
I guess, yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
it's sad.
I mean, but don't block out the idea,
right,
of ever adopting another prisoner. See, y'all, I'm advocating for y'all. Okay.
Do what y'all want. I mean, it's not a bad thing. It's really not a bad thing. I don't want us to look at every single person that's incarcerated as an animal or, you know, why are you even reaching out to somebody that's locked up? No. I mean, it's cool. I did it, you know, for a pen pal. Other people do it for other reasons. Some people are looking for relationships and this is where they look. I wouldn't look for a relationship in there, but I definitely looked for a conversation. I did. I'm not going to lie. And the conversation was pretty good. Like I said, when I reached out to the guy, it wasn't nothing like, oh, send me money or, you know, I need you to do this or do this call for me. It was genuine conversation. But he wasn't from here. I had found me somebody that was located elsewhere. Because I didn't want the goal for you to come.
Drop the city.
Ohio. Okay. He's from Ohio.
Okay.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
Was he Mexican?
He was black.
Black?
Black.
It was a brother.
It was a brother. A fine brother.
Okay. Nothing wrong with that.
But I wouldn't do it. I wouldn't do it. And he did come home. But he ended up going right back. Yeah. Mm. He violated his parole. Parole. Yeah.
For what?
I don't even know what he did. I had stopped talking to him after he came home. He ended up messing with some girl in the church and whatever.
I mean, it sounded like a prison.com story.
Yeah.
I have you in prison. When I get out, you know, we're going to cut that one off. I cut all my white women off when I came home. All of them.
Why?
I mean, because I was violating my religions, man. I was part of the Nation of Islam, right? And I had a white woman. What would it look like for a Pulitzer Prize winner out here to be dating a truck driver?
But you had her in the visiting room with the other members of the Nation of Islam?
I had life. I was never coming home. I had no choice. I have options today.
Okay.
So is that the only female that you had come up there and visit you?
Are you kidding me?
I just want to know. The people probably want to know.
Every prison.com website know who I am. I'm still on some of them.
Why?
I actually Googled and tried to find him the other day. Yeah.
I'm still on some of them.
Yeah.
Okay, so taking it back, you said if we, to inmates, if we reached out to them, we look desperate, don't we? Right? what in your heart said, I'm going to get on this website and I'm going to find me somebody? You was looking for somebody. You was desperate?
No. I looked at my bank account and the numbers was going down because I had nobody putting money in it.
Mm-hmm.
So I said, I'm going to find me someone that can send me money, commissary money, TV money.
So you didn't care about the conversation.
But in order to do that, I had to find the right target.
Mm-hmm.
Bianca's not going to send me $300-$400 a week.
At all.
Right. Even AM. AM ain't going to do that.
Absolutely not. No.
But I know that Betty Sue. I know that Betty Sue is going to do it. You know why? Because Betty Sue grew up in the farm with pigs and horses.
Mm-hmm.
Betty Sue grew up with a fantasy. And if I bag myself a bad boy, right, I got one. One thing I learned about some of these white women that come to the prison, it's a fantasy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a fantasy. And I knew this because I studied. So what I used to do, I go for the...
You studied the females?
The human, yeah, the human behavior.
Okay.
So I go for the weakest woman, the one with the low self-esteem. The one that probably nobody wanted, like the heavyset ones, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, oh my God, you're so beautiful. And then I start creating hearts and shirts, t-shirts. And prison art always get the girl, right? And, you know, I hope when you get this letter, you find yourself in the best. Oh my God, you know how it goes. You got some of them letters. So when they come to the visiting room, I put my arm around them, kiss them all around the neck. Even if they're sweaty, take one for the team.
Wow.
Take one for the team, right?
Wow.
By the time that visiting hour are over, I know I got me a steady visit for the next 10 years. No rap.
Did she do that, though?
Yes.
10 years?
Yes.
How long was the drive?
She was from Ready, PA.
Mm. And there was money coming every week.
Yes.
So then what happened?
And,
did
know,
she leave you?
Motherfucker, so I like chicken wings, cheese steaks from the vending machine, Coke, all that shit. Is expensive.
And she would get it for you?
Yes.
Okay.
Of course.
I never went without it. Christmas packages. You know.
You got Christmas cards?
Yes.
I love that for you.
Okay. Yes. So, you know, I'm giving y'all the game how this shit really go.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't about love. Right? It wasn't about romance.
Mm-hmm.
I was happy when she found out that I was doing life and decided, oh my God, you should have told me this from the beginning. You never asked.
Wait, so let's, okay, hold on
right,
a second.
You didn't say
hold
that
on
part.
A second. So you told, so she just, on the website, don't they tell you how long the person is in for?
Yeah, on the website, I was able to check his charge, how long he got.
Some states don't give you a whole lot of information.
Well, let me ask you this. Were you selling her a dream of coming home and doing... Were you giving her any idea that you would come home at some point?
She never asked how much time I was doing.
Right, but in your letters, were you talking about life after prison with her?
Yes.
That's a fantasy.
So you weren't upfront. So she didn't think that you had life.
No, I never told her I had life because she never asked. But she knew I had a whole bunch of time.
But you talked about the outside with her.
Which would lead her to believe that you're coming home.
There's a possibility if I get out there, we could kick it.
Well, if you said it's a possibility, then he was using his keywords. But if a man said it's a possibility, it's a possibility you're going to be talking to yourself for the next couple years. Only because why is you doing that? Yeah. And as a grown man, be out straight. Like, I'm going to tell you up straight.
Man, listen, young girl.
Be up straight. I'm going to be here for the rest of my fucking life.
That shit sounds good. Be a straight up man. When you serving life, you don't give a fuck. You going to say whatever you got to say to keep that visit coming.
You might find somebody that, now at one point I was like this, I didn't want nobody that was coming home off the app. Like, I wanted somebody that had the longest sentence I seen.
It's a fantasy. Why? Because you think you
because
can
I want No. Because I wanted a pen pal originally, and I knew that if I found somebody that had life, that's what we were going to be, because you're not coming home. Now, I ended up running into somebody that came home sooner than I thought, but he wasn't in my city, so I wasn't worried about it. And he was on parole, so it was like, you're not coming to see me no time soon.
Playing that dangerous game.
However you want to call it.
Listen, If she would have asked, I would have told her. But she finds out through another visit, because she became friends with some lady that was coming to see somebody else. Mm-hmm. And, you know, these motherfuckers in prison always run their fakes. Mm-hmm. So he get to tell his girlfriend, oh, yeah, Suave did a video talking to you. Go check it out. And in the video, I'm talking about how much time I got. And she said, right. Oh, my God, you didn't tell me you was doing life. I can't do this. You like 7 years into the relationship. Okay, oh, wow. Cool. Damn. Cool. Bye. Right? Because I knew, to me, I was like, Jesus. Jesus, thank you. Because now I don't have to break it off.
Right.
Now I'm coming home. I'm coming home a year later. And I don't have to tell you shit.
Damn.
Because you left me because you thought I had life.
Right.
Should have rolled with me. I probably would have come home to you for a couple of months or a couple of days.
For a couple of months?
Probably.
Bro, she just thugged it out with you for 7 years. You probably. Coming home for a couple months?
It depends.
That's where the domestic starts. I'm telling you.
It depends, right? But you decided that I can't stick with it. And like I said, I always had God in my life. So God said, you're going home.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't even said nothing to them. I'm going home. You know how they found out I was home? Yeah. They saw me on Facebook. When you got out?
And you wrote him back?
No.
He's like, I'm home, babe.
It's a different ballgame now.
Oh.
I got different selections now.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
That's crazy. See, I don't like when they think like that.
This is the reality for all my prison wives, for all my prison side chicks out there, for all the ones they think that you could bag yourself a motherfucker like Swab with a bachelor's degree coming home to do something. You think you could mold me into what you want me to be, the type of man that you want in your life. That's never going to happen, sister. You never going to get the chance to mold a motherfucker into the man that you want. So get it out your head. If you're going into these prisons to think I'm going to find me the man I want because I'm going to mold him, some bullshit.
Vice versa. Yeah.
Because prison relationships do not translate to real relationships out in the street.
Mm.
They don't.
If you meet them in while they're in prison.
Yep.
90% of the time, they don't.
Got you. Yeah.
They don't. And that's real rap.
I wouldn't disagree with that.
Mm-hmm.
That's real rap. It's true. And I'm talking from experience.
Yeah, I wouldn't disagree with that.
Yeah.
Me personally. ...2022, Pulitzer Prize winner. And I'm talking to all my sisters out there. I would never, ever come home to a chick that I met in prison and be happy. Would never do it. You know why? Because I don't want to go in the basement one day and go through the boxes and found the thousands of letters of all the motherfuckers you have wrote before me that's telling you the same shit.
So ladies, just throw them away.
Throw them away. Stop saving these fucking letters as souvenirs or these pictures with these motherfucking posing. Stop. You know what I'm talking about. We do that. You know what I did when I came home?
Mm-hmm.
I got rid of all my prison pictures.
Why?
Why?
Mm-hmm.
Because I don't want nobody like my homie over here or like AM blackball me and say, you know what? We're going to get a picture of Swabbing with all his snow bunnies. You can't find one out there. And if you do find it, oh, let me take that back. You watching, do not send that picture in. You don't count. You know who I'm talking to.
Okay.
But what I'm saying, like, let's keep it real. If you wrote me, right? Mm-hmm. I probably was the last motherfucker you wrote.
Right.
So now, you telling me I want to be your pen pal, but you telling Alberto, then you telling Sean in Ohio, then you probably writing
Ricky. Oh my God, that's his name.
Okay.
Then Did you know?
I'm a psychic. Then you probably writing Ricky in Florida. Then you probably writing all these dudes.
What the fuck?
To see which one stick.
But it probably wasn't all at the same time. And now you mad about a picture that was taken 5 years before you.
Of course.
And I'm not throwing it away because that's a memory.
Because it got me thinking. It got me thinking. It got me thinking. You sold me this dream that we was going to be together. But you told that motherfucker down the in Ohio prison, and he get parole. I don't get parole that he was gonna be with you. How I know Sean ain't coming and snuck this way to North Philly for a couple of days?
No, he didn't.
I don't know that.
I'm telling you, it didn't happen because I didn't want. Same, I didn't want to meet him in person.
The same way you told me that I'm the only pen pal you got, right? And I discover a whole box of letters, right?
I don't know who told you that.
Right.
I never told him that.
So that's what I'm talking about. Prison relationships don't work, baby.
Okay.
They don't work.
Because they...
They don't work. Now, I do encourage families, go adopt yourself a convict. But don't fall in love with this motherfucker. And for the brothers, bro, papis, I'm talking to y'all. Y'all know who y'all are. Y'all see these prison chicks with these tight clothes, and you automatically think, I want to be the first one they want to smash when she come home. Do you really think you're the first one? Huh? Mm-mm. The same thing that the man do in the prisons, the woman's do too. They do it even worse. They do it even worse. You know why? Because when they write you, and they get to rub that paper on their private part, and you fantasizing with that shit, and you sending that $400 or $500 money order or JPEG, you paying for that phone time? Bro, stop. Stop. Because I'm about to start exposing all y'all players out here. They got a prison chick with the hope that you're going to smash when you come home. Real rap.
I think as a female, if I was locked up, I don't think I would be into finding anybody to write.
Yeah.
I think I would just be honestly like by my dolo.
Bianca, let me ask you a question.
Yes.
Just because I was waiting on one of them to ask it and it hasn't come around yet.
Right.
You're incredibly beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
So I know you can go to your social media DM and find
right
tons of unread messages. So you didn't go to the penpal.com for a relationship, correct? For like a romantic
right.
relationship.
Right.
So what is it you were looking for? Like the like an intimate friend without the physical? Like just like deeper conversation you're not getting from the outside? Like what is it you were looking for? Because it clearly wasn't a relationship.
I think in that moment, I was desperate for a conversation. I wasn't going to lie. Like, but I think in that moment, it was just like, just to have somebody that like is not going to be here physically. But I could tell him about anything, and I know he's not going to run elsewhere.
Like a therapist.
Yeah, kind of.
Okay.
But also, like, I learned that I enjoyed hearing him. Like, I enjoyed hearing, you know, what he was going through, and I liked helping him, so I liked being kind of his therapist. So it was like we were both there for each other. We kind of scratched each other's back in that moment.
So it was like an emotional and mental unload without any judgment because you're never going to see me. You don't know anybody that I know.
Right.
So I can tell you anything.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah, I think that was the part that I enjoyed the most. Now, did we talk about if anything would happen? I think that was in the back of his mind because it did come up a few times. But I think I kind of, not in a rude way, but I kind of shut it down. Like,
Did you ever get into like the sexual conversation just to appease him to move to the next phase of the relationship?
I never had sexual conversation with him at all.
But
no,
he tried.
He definitely tried.
And you just
I think
it.
He might have said it in like a letter or two, but I never responded to that part of the letter.
Did you ever send pictures?
Pictures of me, yeah. I would send them through JPay. Just because when I reached out to him, this man was kind of blindsided on who he's writing. He just went off how I described myself in the first letter. He didn't go off of anything else. So I was like, you know, like, I'm going to send you a picture so you can see who you're talking to.
Right.
And, yeah.
Hey, come on.
I mean, do you feel like you got the answer to your original question, which was why
no.
do...
No.
I think that we answered it.
No, I think Black woman, love your black kings. Do not abandon them. I mean, isn't that what we run around saying? Why, sister? Come on. Take one for the team. Take one for the team. I don't understand. If you know that you messing with this black king that's out in the streets getting money, you spending his money, you getting some Louis Vuitton, Give me some brands.
Chanel.
Chanel, what else?
Balenciaga.
Dior. You're getting all this shit with his money.
Love money.
Love money shirts, all that stuff. You're getting all these brands with his money. Then you should be able to stick it out with him. Because you already knew that this shit was coming.
I mean, again, like, stick it out, yes. Support, yes. Dedicate my life to him, no.
But you was dedicated to him when he was spending that bread on you.
I think it all depends on how y'all was on the outside. I think if you were sitting here trying to motivate this man, like, this should not be your goal to be in the street for the rest of your life. Like, you gotta figure it out. Like, what's gonna be your plan B when you get out the streets? I think if you're motivating him like that, then you don't have to thug it out when he goes to jail, because I was trying to get you out that position.
Right.
You didn't respect it. You didn't see it.
Excuse me, you still was spending his bread. Still was spending his money. But anyway, people.
I didn't spend nobody's money.
The solution to the problem is date yourself a podcaster, a rapper, somebody that you know is not going to get locked up tomorrow. I know a bunch of good brothers, students, potential lawyers, prosecutors, you know, career goal-minded brothers. Stop going after the bad boys. Because the same way white women's got fantasies with having a big, strong, flat, mandingo brother in their team, it's the same way these sisters got fantasy with having a drug dealer, a motherfucker that she thinks is running the block and running the jail on her team. It's the same way. Same way. And if y'all didn't like what we said here today, come on the show. That's why we all call Untold Prison Stories. We're going to give it to you like it is. But again, if you want to comment, if you want to debate anything we said on the show today, come on the show. We are willing to have you and give you this chair right here. Yep. But it better be good. It better be good, because we know who you are, sister. We already checked the visitor's locator. We know who you are. We know who you are.
Yeah. So that was Untold Prison Stories. With Bianca, our guest.
Yeah. Good.
Yo. Tune in. Share, subscribe, and comment. We'll see you next time.